Are people with visual impairments getting their money's worth when it comes to watching blockbuster specials and trendy videos online? This is a very important question that, quite frankly, has been avoided for far too long. In today's day and age, where technology fulfills such a major role in all of our lives, everyone longs for the ability to interact equally despite individual differences. And for members of the visually impaired community, this kind of equality just might be found through audio description. In Faith, My Story About Being Confident, a short film that can be found on the American Council of the Blind's website, tells the sweet and encouraging story of a young girl who learns to overcome her stage fright by entering an Australian songwriting contest and winning. This particular video, among thousands of others, is audio described from beginning to end. Through my observations on this film, I am able to say that most of my feedback is positive, which, I must admit, took me by surprise. One particular aspect of the audio film that I had initially worried about was whether or not the description would interfere with the voices of the featured individuals. My experience in the past with voice adapted videos has always failed to meet my expectations on this important detail. Yet, the description of this video impressed me on a few unexpected levels. For one, I highly applaud the fact that common visuals such as the credits at the end are read aloud, and even a detail as small as a light bulb being shown in the background is verbally explained, as well as the descriptive voice speaking with smooth clarity, outstanding details, and neat precision. Additionally, no matter how many times I went back to listen to this video clip, I really could not find any moment where the voice of the featured individuals and the description interfered with one another. Therefore, I highly applaud this short film on these audio descriptive highlights. Despite the positives that this film offers for visually impaired viewers, there are some negatives that I feel obliged to share. My one criticism would be that the voice of this audio described video is a bit on the robotic side. Yes, this is common for most audio described videos. However, I think it would be a more natural and appealing approach if a standard human voice were used instead. Obviously, this may take more money, technological training, and time, but could definitely be worthwhile. Speaking from my own experience with audio-described films and not having the best experience or being a fan for much of my life, I feel that this adjustment would make the optional service more inviting overall. As a whole, I learned that not all audio described videos and films are the same. And with some adjustments here and there, the adaptation can actually be quite enjoyable. I feel that making audio description more available for the blind should be taken seriously and be put into effect globally so that all can enjoy the big screen luxuries life has to offer. Personally, I'll definitely be thinking twice about using audio description the next time I sit down with a blockbuster classic and a buttery bucket of popcorn.